King of the Mountain, The Lord, both $20 books. Go to our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Don't delay, friends. Time is short. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and be in prayer for this very quick
You've been
country.
Listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrisman. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the truth and hope.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming into from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here is not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And tonight they're going to be the views of Jack Cashel, and we're going to be talking about his new book on the George Martin, Trevor Martin case. Remember where the wicked white man killed this innocent little boy, and you've seen the pictures over and over and over again, certainly in the newspapers and on television. This young little boy, 13, well, actually, he wasn't 13. The pictures of him where he was 13, a sweet-looking little black boy. The truth was, he was 17. And, of course, he was very aggressive. He had had problems in the past. And, of course, there was a question as to the battle, what really happened, the fight between Mr. Zimmerman and Trevor Martin. And basically, everything would suggest that this was a matter of self-defense. This was certainly the way that the police wanted it, but they were put under pressure to arrest and then to have the trial. And then, of course, basically the American people were convinced this was an example of racism, and the white guy got off after killing the innocent little black kid. And but you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this to me is a perfect example of the effort to create racial hatred in America and to give the blacks the feeling that they can't get a fair trial and that whites kill blacks. And they do everything they can to create racial animosity, in my opinion. But let's get Jack Cashel's views, because he's written a fascinating book on it. Thank you very much for being with us, Jack. Why don't you pick up the story? Because you know it a lot better than I do.
Dan, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And your introduction is exactly right. I trace this incident. This is going to seem like a leap, but you'll understand where I'm going. Back to 1920, to another criminal case. And that is when a couple of Italian anarchists shot and killed two payroll clerks who were delivering a payroll. And one of them was an Italian-American himself. Their names were Sacco and Vanzetti. And at that time, up until that point, you know, other than there were pockets of America where justice could not easily be had. I mean, we know that. But generally in America, there was never a collective effort to deny justice to a transparently innocent individual. This is the first time in American history that the state government, the Department of Justice, the White House, the news media, the entertainment industry, and the civil rights movement, or what's left of it, conspired to send a transparently innocent man to prison for the rest of his life. And it's a really shocking incident, and one that, you know, is indicative of just exactly what you said in the beginning, the attempt by the powers that be to continue to generate racial hatred.
And of course, basically, people don't understand, but the media in America is controlled. I do not believe it's it's free. I believe that there's an organized effort. Certainly, there's six major corporations that control both the liberal and conservative side of the media. And on some issues, why they certainly join together. But they are all working, and in this case, to give you the idea that this was obviously a gross miscarriage of justice. But I'm sure that our guest has followed the trial. And fortunately, the jury heard the evidence, and despite all the efforts to try to convince us this was a triumph of racism, it really wasn't at all. It was a media event. There are lots of times, tragically, where blacks do kill whites and places where whites kill blacks. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a racial issue at all. But on this was obviously totally contrived. And I'm going to let Jack get into this a great deal more because he's written a whole book on it. He's looked into the background. And had, of course, Mr. Zimmerman been sent to prison for life, or worse, who knows, why would it have been a gross miscarriage of justice? Fortunately, our justice system still works.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Jack Cashel, and we're talking about Jack's book. And what is the title of the book, Jack? I'd hope to have it.
If I had a son, Race, Guns, and the Railroading of George Zimmerman, and it's available, I just bet wherever you buy books.
Okay, fine. If I had a son, of course, that's by Jack Cashel. And basically, of course, this whole issue of Zimmerman was not a white. He was Hispanic. And basically, although he was portrayed as white, and this Trevor Martin was portrayed, and everybody out there in the listening audience, I'm sure, has seen these pictures of this sweet little black boy. You know, he's just the nicest looking little boy. But that wasn't the Trevor Martin that suddenly was involved in the altercation. The Trevor Martin that was involved in altercation was involved in martial arts. He was certainly a great deal larger than Zimmerman. He was actually had attacked him. He had beaten him to a pulp before he actually pulled the gun before Zimmerman pulled the gun. And in his own defense, and the police accepted that.
Yeah, you know, there's a...
Trayvon Martin, go ahead.
And the first rule of journalistic ethics when it comes to photography is use the most recent photograph, right? Now, Trayvon Martin was 17 years old. He was over 6 feet tall, or about 6 feet tall. He was, you know, was a good-sized, full-grown adult body, you know, and he was a fighter. His mother threw him out of the house recently for fighting. He'd been kicked out of school for fighting. He bragged on his social media pages about how he was... becoming expert in mixed martial arts fighting. It's the kind you see on TV, the cage fight. And so the pictures, showing pictures of him routinely, incessantly, of a 12-year-old, you know, prepubescent kid, you know, these sweet, innocent, cherubic pictures, was a gross misrepresentation of what journalists are supposed to do. And it was purposely done to create the kind of racial hysteria that would lead to the arrest of George Zimmerman and, for some people's perspective, ideally to conviction. But I would say for the real race baiters, you know, the Sharptons and Jacksons of the world, they no more wanted a conviction of George Zimmerman than the communists who arranged for the hysteria around the Sacco and Vanzetti trial wanted to see them saved from execution. And the night of before the execution, this is 1927, there were these like massive violent rallies, and one woman was there, Catherine Ann Porter. And the communists were even then they sucked in the liberals who, you know, were ideally you know wanted to contribute to a good cause and believe whatever they were told. Well, in this case, they were she was at this rally, a Pulitzer Prize winner, Catherine Ann Porter, and she said to the communist agitator, she goes, "Boy, I hope these boys are saved." And she goes, and the agitator's woman says, "Say, what possible good could they do for us alive? You know, we don't want them saved. We want them dead so we can continue to create, a narrative around their death about how they were unfairly executed by the racist American justice system." Same thing with Trayvon Martin. Even though there were a lot of people, innocent people, who wanted to see Zimmerman convicted because they'd been just following the news in the media, the hardcore were happy with him being acquitted because then they could go back and say, "See, there is no justice in America. You still need people like us."
And I think it's important that people understand the Sacco and Vanzetti because that really actually happened before I was born. But
yeah,
I can
right.
remember my folks talking about this. Why does it tell our listeners who Sacco and Vanzetti were, why it was that they carried out the murder, and then, of course, this organized effort afterwards to try to portray them as innocent people who were being falsely convicted, whereas, of course, they were as guilty as sin. Now, you tell that story because the average person today who's never read your book is not old enough to remember the Sacco
and Vanzetti. No, in fact, I'm not sure anyone in your audience is old enough to remember that. And
well, except for me, I remember it. I remember my mother talking about that when I was sitting by her knee. But go ahead.
But what's important about it is it's the first time in the history of really of American jurisprudence that an entity, in this case, is the Communist International, entered into the debate a conscious lie. They knew Sacco and Vanzetti were guilty. They knew that from the beginning, but they didn't care because, in fact, they just didn't have them guilty because that way they could be executed and they could blame America for it. In 1924, Lenin died and Stalin took over. Stalin was more of a realist. He knew that they couldn't start a workers' revolution in America, but what he could do was pull down the image of America in the world. In 1920, Sacco and Vanzetti were a pair of Italian anarchists. Anarchists in those days, Italian anarchists were killing a lot of people. They were blowing up buildings. They were attacking, assassinating. They were a dangerous crew. They robbed this payroll truck, presumably to raise money for their cause and, you know, to help them build more bombs and the like. But it was simply a payroll robbery, and they were, they almost got away with it, but they just sort of accidentally walked into a trap, and they were convicted. And the jury that convicted them didn't even know they were anarchists. They had a total due process. They had an interpreter with them the whole time they were being interrogated. And they were convicted, and they were going to go to jail. You know, they were in prison. They were going to execution. When the communists got a hold of the case and started creating worldwide agitation around it with the intent to diminish the idea of America and the world. That was the prototype. That prototype, that playbook has been used over and over and over again. Even after the Soviet Union collapsed, the playbook worked so well because you can always suck liberals in. The radicals can always suck liberals in. The liberals pull the media in. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, some crazy cop killer like Mumia Abu-Jamal is doing regular commentary on NPR. You know, it works over and over again. But then it took a nasty turn about 25 years ago, probably with the Tawana Brawley case, which Al Sharpton introduced. This was a hoax about a young black girl who had been raped and carved the KKK on her body and so on, and in which they said, instead of saying that this guilty person is innocent, they said these innocent people are guilty. Among the people they accused was the district attorney of a upstate New York county. They accused him and several other men of kidnapping this 15-year-old black girl, raping her, covering her in feces, and then carving KKK into her body. Well, it was a total hoax, but it ruined the lives of several people, you know, who for years, you know, were under this kind of scrutiny. They continue to do this, and most notably, I would say, with the Duke LaCrosse case in 2006, where you take, you know, three transparently innocent guys, you pick them randomly out of a picture book, and you accuse them of raping this black stripper. And again, you know, get the whole black community worked up. You get the university abandoned them. The professors were appalling in their willingness to believe the worst of these guys and ruin their lives. But at all the time, what you do is you agitate the black community. You get the liberals excited. You convince everyone for at least some short period of time that there is no justice in America for black people. They're under attack. And then you maintain, if you're a Jesse Jackson or an Al Sharpton, your viability. Because especially now with Obama being president, what use do we have for a Jesse Jackson? You know, what higher position can a black person achieve in America? It should have been the end of the Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharpton. Instead, it's been the opposite. They've used every opportunity to create the illusion that anything, any attack on Obama is racist, any attack on them is racist, any attempt to repeal Obamacare is racist, any attempt to hold Obama responsible for Benghazi or Syria or the IRS scandal is racist. So what's happened, ironically, even, you know, those of us who didn't vote for Obama thought if nothing else, you know, we would have a period of racial harmony in America. The opposite has happened. The exact opposite has happened. And racial relations have deteriorated steadily over the last 5 years.
And the tragedy is perhaps there's 10-15% of the blacks who can see what's going on, but the rest of them are swept along by the black ministers, by the black media. There's an organized effort to mislead the blacks, and I personally think the blacks are very badly treated in America. Basically, they've effectively destroyed the black family. 70% of all black children in America are born out of wedlock. Before we had the welfare state, certainly the black community, despite the fact that it was persecution and discrimination, the black community was strong and vibrant and deeply religious. And of course, once the welfare state came in, and of course, you rewarded people, men, you rewarded men for leaving their families. Why, more and more of the men left their families. And yes, you have a small cadre of responsible black people, but they've effectively destroyed the black community, which is exactly what they set out to do. And now they can mobilize them and manipulate them. And so many of the blacks honestly believe that Trayvon Martin certainly was a victim of racism, and Zimmerman got off because he was white. And it's all part of creating this hatred so they can use this this problem between black and white for their own purposes. I think that there's certainly, I don't think the majority of the white people in this country are racist at all. I do believe that there's a lot of racism among the blacks, and I don't blame them for feeling that way. There are other things that I could point out that have been done specifically to actually damage the blacks, for instance, the AIDS epidemic, because the majority of people in this country, now I shouldn't say the majority, but certainly about, well, I looked up today, I think about over, well, actually there are more black people with AIDS who have died of AIDS in this country than there are whites. Now that doesn't take into account the Hispanic and the other races, but more blacks than whites, according to the CDC statistics, who contracted AIDS. How can that be? I mean, they only make up 12% of the population. The disease is actually designed to affect blacks. And you read my treatise on AIDS, The Untold Story, you'll find out that basically it has a genetic predisposition for blacks. Of course, if you've read my material, you'll know this was a created disease. But look at the statistics. Oh, there are more blacks, and I checked the statistics, CDC statistics today, more blacks have AIDS and HIV disease than whites. How can that be when they make up only 12% of the population? Well, there is a conspiracy against blacks, but it wasn't played out in this case. People really don't understand. This was all contrived.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Jack has analyzed what happened. He's actually read the transcripts and seen certainly what was said, and then, of course, what the media said that was said, and certainly the part of it goes into, you know, Zimmerman is talking to the people from the police department, and he's sort of describing what this fellow is wearing, and he goes into great detail. But they take all this out, certainly, when they make the statement that certainly Zimmerman did not talk about any of the other things. It was just that he was black. At one point, he said it was cool, and they said that he said he called him a coon, which is a derogatory term. And they did this intentionally. The major media simply lied. And yesterday they deleted lots of things from the transcript, which they had, to make it appear that this was a racist crime. It wasn't a racist crime, certainly at all on Zimmerman's part. But they wanted to make this black on white so that they could create racial hatred. This is really what it's all about. And certainly, unfortunately, Jack Kessler has written a book going into the background of this whole thing, giving example after example of how the media intentionally and purposely suddenly took statements that Zimmerman had made totally out of context to alter the impression of what he had said to make it appear it was racist. And this is what the media does. And I've seen this even when I ran for Congress myself, and I made a remark about AIDS. I said AIDS is not the problem. I mean, certainly the problem that we face today is the general breakdown of the moral fabric of society. It may be a gift, it may be God's gift to give us one more chance to begin to take back America. And of course, what they did in the media, why they put down Dr. Monty said AIDS in quotation marks, and then another ... in quotation marks is God's gift. That's not what I said at all. But
no,
it doesn't
not.
Really matter what I said, as long as they can convince people, and that's what they did with the Trayvon Martin case. Ladies and gentlemen, until you get used to reading the newspaper and understand that they lie. And how do you really know what was said if you go to the media? And you have to understand the media is tightly and rigidly controlled to alter what you believe. And that's why you need to start using the alternative media. Do not use the controlled media, because there are six major corporations that control 90% of the media. And if you'd like to document that, we have a wonderful book written by a left-wing professor it's called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly. And we hope you'll want to get the book and read it through. Now, of course, he's on the left. He thinks the right wing controls the media. People on the right think the left wing controls the media. And they're both wrong, but that doesn't matter who controls the media. The media is controlled, and they control very rigidly what the American people think. If you're out there in the listening audience, have a question for Mr. Cashel, who's really studied the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman issue, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, Jack, what sort of response have you gotten to your book?
Well, you know, the major media simply don't even want to know that the book has been written, you know. Because they have their story and they're sticking to it. But, you know, I did a lot of media during the trial, you know, because I was in the process of writing the book. And, I knew the story better than anyone. The interesting thing, though, is that, Stan, is that the police knew within 1 hour that George Zimmerman was innocent of anything but self-defense. You know, and the case was dramatic. The evidence was overwhelming. They knew they had no case, which is shifted down because they wouldn't yield to the mob. And, by not yielding, they, cost themselves their careers. But the media didn't care because they had their story. They were going to stick to it. And people like me were just a fly in the ointment, you know. It was just, just something they didn't want to know about. So, and now they continue that now with the book out, and then I've laid the case out, very clearly, and it's gotten great reviews from people who know the case. But the major media, the people like Piers Morgan, Anderson Cooper, et cetera, who are willing to lie up and down about the case when it was ongoing, don't want to be corrected. They want things to stand as they are.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's tragic, but if you want to control a nation, the first thing you do is control the media. And they do control the media, and I'm talking about television, radio. But fortunately, we have alternative radio, which we didn't have 30 years ago or 50 years ago when I got started in this media business. And basically, of course, why we have the Internet. And basically, there are a lot of things planted on the Internet. They actually hire people who pretend to be conservatives and telling the truth. Who really are not. I mean, this is a very, very cleverly done. But fortunately, we still have the ability to get the truth. That's why you need to listen to programs like mine. You need to read books like the one by Jack Cashel. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Hi, this is George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Jack Cashel. His book, If I Had a Son. If I Had a Son. If you have any question at all for Jack, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is an example of how the media can create an issue because they want to create racial hatred. They want to get the blacks hating the whites and feeling that they can't get a fair trial in America and do everything they can. Well, I think, fortunately, you can get a fair trial. And I think Zimmerman got a fair trial, unfortunately. Why, he was suddenly ran up a tremendous debt. His life has been ruined. And, of course, what he was doing was trying to save his life. Apparently, he was down on the ground. And it wasn't suddenly this young man pounding his head into the ground. What do we know about the fight?
Well, we know a lot. I mean, because what happened was that one of the neighbors... First of all, the incident took place, they could prove it, where George Zimmerman said it did, that it was, he didn't run after Trayvon, he didn't confront Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin had 4 minutes to run 100 yards after he started running, and after Zimmerman told the dispatcher he was running, and he had, you know, like I said, less than 100 yards to run 4 minutes. And he had 4 minutes to run less than 100 yards. He didn't. He circled back, he caught Zimmerman unawares, sucker punched him, knocked him down, broke his nose on that first punch, and Zimmerman stumbled forward. They ended up on the patio of this one neighbor, a guy, who, you know, hears the scream. Zimmerman's yelling, "Help, help me," but yelled out for 40 seconds. Well, I think while Trayvon Martin is pounding on him, the guy comes out. He tells the police that evening. He says, "Yeah, I came out. I saw this black guy in a dark hoodie. He was on top of the white guy. And he was raining down blows on him, MMA style, mixed martial arts." I said, "Hey, cut it out. I'm going to call the police." And he wouldn't stop. And then Zimmerman, meanwhile, says to him, he goes, "Don't call the police. Help me. You got to help me." You know, and then, but the guy went inside to call the police. Martin continued to punch Zimmerman, and he was helpless at this point, even though he knew that this guy was going inside to call 911. I mean, that's how out of control he was. And finally, you know, when he sees, this is what Zimmerman says, when Zimmerman is shifting, trying to get his head off the concrete because he's getting pounded into the concrete and moving onto the grass. And when he's shifting, Martin sees his gun, reaches for it. You know, he has a legitimate concealed carry from it, Zimmerman does. And Zimmerman pulls it and shoots him. Zimmerman doesn't know he kills him, so he pushes him off and then jumps on top of him. Another neighbor comes out and asks him to help subdue Martin because Zimmerman's not sure he's dead. The police arrived 1 minute later because Zimmerman said, "Come," you know, because this guy's suspicious. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's up to. And when they get there, first thing Zimmerman says to the cop is, goes, I yelled for help, 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 and no one would help me. And then what happened for the next year and a half, the media would make believe that we couldn't tell who was yelling for help, but it was probably Trayvon Martin. The police knew immediately who was yelling for help. There was no rational story they could tell as to why Trayvon Martin would be yelling for help. They knew he attacked Zimmerman. They knew he wouldn't stop his attack even after a guy came out. And they knew he didn't yell after anything, and they knew Zimmerman did. And that's how open and shut the case was. It should have never even gotten a trial. But it did because, as Al Sharpton said, if we didn't march, there'd be no trial. And he was exactly right about that. But that's not the way justice is supposed to be done in America.
And, of course, the police didn't want to do anything, but political pressure was put on. And what did they do? They fired the police chief and then demoted a couple of people who didn't want to see this gross injustice, which was the trial.
Right. And, you know, these people were really objective. It wasn't like they were siding with Zimmerman. In fact, one of them, the lead investigator, had some issues with Zimmerman. He said he thought he should have stayed in the car, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he said, yeah, he thought he was telling the truth. That everything supported the story. And that's why they didn't press charges. And so once the police didn't press charges, the Al Sharpton's of the world started marching and agitating. The Justice Department sent people down there to help them agitate, which was utterly crazy. And then finally, the Republican governor of the state, Rick Scott, yielded to the pressure, appointed a prosecutor from outside the county who took over the case, and then had Zimmerman arrested and had him charged with second-degree murder, which was a crazy overcharge in the first place. You know, I mean, you can see maybe involuntary manslaughter or something, but second-degree murder? That means you go to prison for the rest of your life if you're convicted without parole. This was outrageous injustice.
Unfortunately, basically, you can have gross miscarriage of justice today when you have corruption and when, of course, a nation is fought, has abandoned its moral principles. Fortunately, why he was able to get a fair trial, it was an expensive situation. I don't know whether Mr. Zimmerman will ever be able to get out from all the debt he's incurred, but certainly at least he is not, was not sent to prison for the rest of his life, although he'll always carry the stigma of defending himself and saving his life from a young man who is high on drugs. Now, what drugs was a Trayvon on? Do we have any idea?
Well, we know that it is, you know, the toxicology report should show that he had the active ingredient of marijuana in the system, THC. We know that much, at least. That's all I could tell you.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But the media made this a spectacular. I mean, there have been all sorts of tragic cases all across the country where blacks have killed whites. But you never hear about that. What they wanted was a case where a white man killed a black. Well, because Zimmerman was not white, he was Hispanic, but that doesn't matter. They wanted Sidney, his name Zimmerman sounds very white.
Right.
And basically, of course, they wanted this whole incident because they could foster racial hatred. They're experts at this. They want to manipulate our emotions. They manipulate our emotions regularly. And until you can divorce yourself, until you can suddenly start picking up a newspaper and not read the articles there and accept what is said, but ask, what are they trying to convince me of that isn't true? And why are they writing it this way? And why did they over and over and over and over again show this picture of this sweet-looking little 12 or 13-year-old black boy when you're dealing with a 17-year-old young man who's been in trouble with the law, who's an expert on martial arts, who's on has evidence of marijuana and has been actually involved with violence before, beating up people. Why did we talk about that? Well, because, of course, you're not supposed to know about that. You're supposed to believe, of course, this is an example of how whites beat up blacks and take advantage of it, and how a black man can't get justice in America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question for Jack, give us a call, because I think this is a very, very important issue. Well, what's going to happen to Zimmerman? He's certainly lost his wife. He's lost any money that he has. And I suppose he's really going to have a hard time getting a job or getting his life back together, isn't he?
I imagine, especially now since the federal government still holds a hate crime charge over his head. They said they're still investigating. You know, this is a guy who was an Obama supporter, a civil rights activist, was mentoring black kids, took a black girl to his prom. I mean, who's the least racist person probably in Florida. The FBI spent 3 months investigating his background, couldn't find anyone to say that he'd ever said anything racial in his entire life, you know, and they're still trying to pin a hate crime on him. And as long as they're doing that, he can't say anything to anyone, so he can't defend himself. The media can continue to, you know, turn every you know, speeding ticket into like make him look like he was John Dillinger. You know, it's really a shame, and I don't know how he reverses this. I don't know how it gets reversed when the media is content to continue to lie about the case.
Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how are we doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, you know, in this increasingly fascist society in which we live, where the media is, takes pride in lying to us. I think what we have to do is, yes, turn to the alternative media, but we ought to start talking to the media's boss. And the media's boss is the advertiser, and start holding them accountable for the programs they sponsor. If they're sponsoring totally deceitful programs, then you have to start thinking, how deceitful are they in the representation of their products? If they start losing market share, because of the deceitful programs that they sponsor, maybe they'll start getting the idea. I would hope the media becomes as financially bankrupt as they are ethically bankrupt.
I think that's an excellent point. What are your thoughts on that, Jack?
I think he's right. I think there's times that we've seen where if you can exert enough pressure on the media for doing something so egregious, you know, but this case would be a little difficult. On the positive side, which the caller, Ron, alluded to in the beginning, is the alternative media. And in this case, the most significant media in the whole case was a blog that has 8 unpaid administrators. 7 of whom are female, and they wrote this case from the beginning. And the defense started to pin them because they were, and you know, instead of just like a lot of blogs, where people just you know blah blah blah, they just talk. They were digging. They were doing more and better reporting on this case than the major networks combined. I'm not sure George Zimmerman would have been acquitted without them, because the defense attorneys realized that they were putting out some very good information, and they were doing the kind of research that George Zimmerman's attorneys couldn't afford to do. And so that and yes, it's true that you can make a difference. Alternative media make a difference, and anyone and it's very accessible. You know, you don't have to be a gazillionaire to get started. These people had no income. You know, they were just doing it on their own.
And I really do believe, of course, time and time again, we've seen a small number of people. I remember after the 9/11 bombing, there were 4 widows who'd lost their husbands in the building. And they kept talking about certainly what happened. And they did have an impact. Certainly, they never got the whole truth out. But at least, of course, they were certainly recognized by the 9/11 Commission. And the information they did get out was vitally important. But everybody out there in the listening audience, you have value, freedom, you've got to get involved. And if you can't do it yourself, then you're going to have to help people, whether it be my ministry or whether it be the other talk programs that are getting the information out, or even people who are writing internet sites that are getting information out. And then, of course, you need to get others reading and trying to analyze this. And I think your point is well made, Ron. I certainly agree with you. We need to utilize the alternative media. When I got started 50 years ago, we didn't have this when I came back from Africa. Certainly, you know, 35 years ago, we didn't have anything like this. It really wasn't certainly until probably 15 years or so ago that we really began having an alternative by which we could begin to reach large numbers of people with the truth. And, Chris, basically, they have their playbill planted within the alternative media. Many of them pretend to be very, very conservative and honest. They're not. The government, they're being paid by the intelligence agencies. We even usually tell them because they're crude and they use all sorts of vulgarity. But, of course, they still are certainly agents of the establishment. They're to confuse you, but they may say almost everything that's right. But it's almost everything. The really key issues, why, of course, they're silent on. Anything else you wanted to say, John, for Ron, before we let you go?
Well, a couple of things. First, Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Unfortunately, the ungodly control most of the information flow for the majority of the people. It doesn't have to be, but these people allow themselves to be manipulated by them. People talk to me and say, I'm going to go watch the news. I said, no, you're not going to go watch the news. You're going to go watch the disinformation. And I don't know if they think I'm a whack job or something, and I don't care. I'm going to stand by the truth and see who comes out best in the long run.
Well, I would use the term controlled media, and then if they look a little surprised, I mean, don't you know that 6 major corporations control the media? They bought it up a long time ago so they could control what the American people think. And basically, most people have never even thought about that. Then you can give them the reference to the book, The New Media Monopoly, and it's well worthwhile reading. Or they can certainly go to my website and get the information at, incidentally, at RadioLiberty.com and our talks on the Agenda 21, the covert agenda. We have covered this and give you the reference to all of this material. Anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, I just tell Mr. Cashel and the WorldNet Daily to keep up the good work. They are among There's a number of them who are out there doing a good job. Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, John Loeffler, some others. One of the best observations of Obama was done by some leftist legislator in the Republic of Ireland, who rightly spotted Obama for the fraud that he is. And he was Obama was over in Ireland. He was basking in some of the cessation of hostilities before, you know, between the people up in Northern Ireland, some of the Protestants and Catholics. And I use those terms loosely because most of them are not very devout at all. But he was trying to get some peace up there and between those sectarian groups. But here he is in the United States trying to foment ethnic hatred.
Absolutely. Well, basically, of course, people so often get mixed up with left and right, Republican, Democrat, you know, conservative, liberal. And basically, of course, there are an awful lot of good liberals out there. They just don't understand. But there are an awful lot of conservatives out there who don't understand we're all being manipulated. Hey, Ron, God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
And Jack, thank you, sir.
Basically, what's the message you would like to leave with our listeners tonight?
I would say that, you know, and I think, Stan, you've alluded to this, is that you have to, we've reached a time and place in American history where we simply cannot trust our media at all, or that, you know, what we consider our major media, that the alternative media have become more reliable than the major media. And so truth is out there, and the individual can help us disseminate the truth. But you have to look hard to find it, and you have to find trustworthy sources.
Amen to that. And of course, Jack Sidney, the World Net Daily is an excellent source of information. But Joe Farah sent his a paper, which you can get. Joe Farah's what's the title of the
The book is If I Had a Son.
No. Basically, Joe Farah's organization.
Yeah, it's just WND.com. That's the only
WND.com.
WND.com.
Right, WND.com. Now, did they publish the book for you?
Yeah, WND Books published it.
And they have a lot of excellent books. We recommend them, written by people like Jack Cashel and others. Books that the mainline media many times won't touch, but tell the truth. And that's why they won't touch them. We'll be back in just a minute, right here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan again. Our guest was Ben Jack Cashel. His book, If I Had a Son, and published by WND, WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah. And they're doing an excellent job, certainly an organization on the front lines of this battle, right along with Radio Liberty, trying to get the news behind the news out and the story behind the story. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America listening to us and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you, because I'll tell you, the economy is having a profound impact upon everybody I know within the conservative movement. Certainly, sales are dropping off. People are concerned, and justifiably can, because we're moving towards a crisis situation economically. But if you can help us, certainly a lot of the people who helped us for many years are having real economic problems. The real unemployment rate here in America is over 20%. Now, that is the U6 unemployment calculated as it was before, as in the recent episode. You can get this from John Williams' website. That's shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com. But the U6, that's the unemployed. The underemployed are those given up looking for work. We've got a real problem, and there are going to be more and more problems of this sort. So, but of course, what we need is your help if you're in a position to help us maintain our network of supporters and our network of stations across America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest that if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you get it. If you'd like to get our 4-CD set on the secret government, or our 4-CD set on secret societies, or a secret government special, which is 3-4-CD sets, you need to get this. You need to understand there really are secret organizations working behind the scenes, involving some of the most wealthy and powerful people in our nation and throughout the world. But what most people do not understand is that behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. And that's why these people are so wealthy, because they've been well rewarded by the spiritual forces that rule the world for their treacherous activities. And, of course, you must understand that this is not simply a political or ideological or cultural battle. It is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. If you'd like to read Professor Quigley's books, we carry them. If you'd like to hear an interview with Professor Quigley, I don't know that anybody else has one, but we offer it in our secret government 4-CD set, and you can actually hear Professor Quigley talking about this secret society that runs the world. Remember, this is Bill Clinton's mentor. This is a man who was a professor at both Princeton and certainly at Harvard before he went to Georgetown University, where his most famous student certainly was Bill William Jefferson Clinton, who even talked, certainly when he accepted the Democrat nomination for the presidency, he talked about his professor, Professor Carol Quigley. You can hear the interview with Professor Quigley. You can get Professor Quigley's books from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to understand the secret societies, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on Skull and Bones, and we have a 4-CD set on the Bohemian Grove, and all of these secret organizations. You're not going to get this information elsewhere, but you get it by calling our site,
radioliberty.com, 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can help us certainly by either joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters or by buying our products, the videos, the four CD sets, certainly tape sets that we have. And then, of course, you can help us by getting your health products from us. And we carry a line of health products that you should be taking. And certainly you need magnesium. Men should be taking prostate support. And basically, we have all sorts of vitamins and minerals, most of which we take, Barbara and I take. And we're in pretty good health, considering our age. And I'll tell you, if you saw my wife on the street, you'd never know how old she was. She looks amazingly good. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean. And Bradley is an amazing young man who actually had started out certainly in the drug field and certainly was into all sorts of aberrations and eventually came to know the Lord. He has a Christian ministry. Certainly he plays with a band. He travels across the country, has been to hundreds of high schools and talking to college and high school classes about certainly what's going on today from a political point of view, but more than that, from a Christian point of view, because Bradley certainly does an excellent job of certainly verbalizing our message, and that is that we are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on an ideological, but on a spiritual battlefield. Go right ahead, Bradley. It's good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you for having me, Stan. I greatly appreciate it. Well, I thought what a topic to talk about, at least for an intro, for the beginning of a discourse or dissertation, to basically talk about the topic of Halloween. Everybody's out there doing their thing today, celebrating Halloween. And it's interesting because when I first got into ministry, speaking of spiritual things, Stan, is probably about 17 years ago, I remember a youth pastor actually asked all the students to make a picture or draw up a picture that, you know, what brings forth the remembrance of Halloween more than anything to those particular students. And one girl actually drew a picture of a human sacrifice. And to say all that, to say this, the youth pastor actually brought her up and brought her into the office and asked her what this was about. And lo and behold, they found out that she was actually a breeder and a breeder for a satanic organization out in San Francisco. Where they would actually breed her, and then when the baby was born, they would sacrifice the child. And most people think, well, it's just, you know, no big deal. It's not really happening. Satanism isn't a big deal. And, you know, the fact of the matter is I'm from the state of Minnesota, in Anoka, Minnesota. It's the witchcraft capital of the world. At least that's what's said to the people in Minnesota. And I have a friend that's an investigator over there. And what's interesting about that is I'd actually shared some of the things that I'm sharing with you right now And he said, Bradley, I just think that's far-fetched. He goes, I've been in, you know, the law enforcement for years. I think it was 15 to 20 years at the particular time. And Stan, I don't think it was a week later that I got a phone call from my investigator friend in Anoka County there. And he had actually took his daughter's back horseback riding. And he called me up on his cell phone and he said, Bradley, you're never going to guess what I'm standing in front of right now. I said, what's that? He said, well, actually, I took my daughter's horseback riding and we're out in the middle of, you know, the country right now. And he said, what I'm looking at is a bunch of grown people that look like judges and lawyers and the such standing around a fire with a black hooded jacket on. And he said, they have these necklaces on and they're standing around a fire. And I said, I'm telling you, I come from the rock and roll scene. I said, this isn't a game. And then I brought up the story of the girl that I just told you about from the youth group where she actually drew a picture of human sacrifice. And again, to say that, we did a little homework on her, and she'd actually told us that her and her twin sister were robbed from a hospital, and they were the daughters of a preacher, I believe in Tennessee, 19 years prior to us having the opportunity to meet her. So in saying that, I again just want people to understand that Halloween is not a joke. And when you look at the origins of Halloween, they date back to the ancient Celtic festival of something called Samhain. And the Celts who lived about 2,000 years ago in that area, which is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st. And what's interesting about this is...
Hold that thought, Bradley, because it's... unfortunately, this is true. There really are these dark forces in the world today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
Just say,
thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bradley. He's talking about the background of Halloween. And, of course, this is an old pagan Celtic holiday. And basically, of course, this was a time of human sacrifice. And basically, this takes you right back to the ancient Celtic celebrations were held thousands of years ago to commemorate the supernatural and, of course, the ability to cross from one dimension, the spiritual dimension, into the dimension in which we live. And basically, this is not imaginary. We are celebrating a pagan holiday. It's all right to celebrate that in school, but don't you dare have anything to have to do with Christmas or Easter. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, America was a Christian nation. We are now a pagan nation where we celebrate pagan holidays and punish people who try to, of course, commemorate the birth, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, as I was saying during the first and the second segments, my friends, was the fact that when we begin to take a look at what Halloween is all about, it's not a joke. And do keep in mind, I had to convince one of my friends that was an investigator in Anoka County, which is the witch capital of the United States of America, or at least so it is said. And so in saying that, I had to convince him and to understand I come from out of the rock and roll scene and the rock and roll world. And I just want to let you know that it's very real in that world. And it's interesting how the people in this country make game of it. They make light of it. They think it's sweet. They think it's cute. But if you take a look at some of the costumes that are being used today, it's interesting how the American people glorify death, blood, gore, Satanism and the such, skeletons, human death. I don't for the life of me understand why someone would dress their kids up and make light of something like that, because a little kid will look at you and look at, you know, these costumes and say, Dad, why are they dressed up like that, like my little boys did, or they do. It's rather interesting, but again, the American people make light about it. Behind closed doors, there's nothing to be made light of due to the fact that I told you about the girl that we had met through the youth ministry about 17 years ago, where she had drew a picture because this is what she remembered the most. She was a breeder in San Francisco where she would give birth to babies, and they would sacrifice the babies. This is common knowledge behind the scene. It is not a game, but it's interesting. Again, the front is made light of according to the American people. What's also interesting about this particular girl, as I said during the first and second segment, was the fact that she was, her and her twin sister were preacher's kids that were ripped off out of a hospital in Tennessee. Now she's coming forth, you know, 17, 18, 19 years later to tell her story. And it's hard for her to get her story out there. She doesn't have any ID. It's very interesting to be around these people that are from the world of witchcraft, because it seems that they're almost spiritless. In most cases, you can walk into a room and you can feel the presence of a person. But in this particular situation, in this particular case, this young lady, there's no presence. And it's a very bizarre but a very real spiritual world. And it's only there, again, to affirm the Christian walk, because these people, they are more afraid of the Christians, the real Christians, than they are anybody else. And as a positive, if I might add, the Satanists also will tell the Christians that they have no idea the power that is made accessible to them. And here we have the Satanists actually acknowledging to the Christians the power that is made available to them. So Christians, if that doesn't kick you into gear, nothing will. But back to my point, I just wanted to end with this. Because this was a dissertation or just a discourse that I wanted to bring forth concerning those that were listening tonight across the country, because it is Halloween, and I just wanted you to know the origins of Halloween. But you know it in such a fashion as this, that when a little kid goes up to a door and knocks on the door, what they do is they knock and someone opens the door. What's the first thing that the kid says to the person that owns the house? They say, trick or treat. Now, for those that did not know, when they're saying trick or treat, this is a Druid custom, and what they're doing is they're telling the person in the house, either give me one of your possessions, because if you don't give me one of your possessions, I'm going to put a curse upon your house. This is exactly what Halloween is about, at least for the American people to look at. This is the front, I should say, for what we see, but we need, again, to understand the origins of what we're celebrating, or if we're allowing our children to partake with Halloween. And it's interesting that you would say, Stan, that it's okay for, you know, kids in public schools to go ahead and celebrate and wear costumes. You know, I'm just curious, what would it be like if a bunch of kids walked in with you know, Joseph costume on or a Jesus costume or, you know, whatever the case, maybe one of the prophets, David or Abraham or Gideon or whatever the such may be, how the school would respond. But I want to encourage all the Christians out there, you never lost your right. So if your kids did dress that way, I high-five you and I say congratulations. Happy Halloween. But let's also remember today was the day, they call it the Reformation, the Day of Reformation, when Martin Luther actually nailed the theses to Wittenberg back in the 1500s. So if the Christians can keep it into perspective and we can keep walking the walk, well, we can keep exposing the darkness by walking in the light, and that's exactly what we're doing today. So there it is. There it is, Stan. I just thought I'd share.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that this is a satanic holiday. And Cindy, I had no idea when I first, even when I suddenly went into my medical practice, why I had no, because this was before we became Christians, I had no idea, certainly, of the satanic foundation of Halloween. But certainly, where is the outcry from our Christian churches saying, well, look, why don't you have equality? If we can't celebrate certainly Christmas and Easter in our schools, why would you celebrate a day that is dedicated to Satanism and witches and paganism and the ancient Celtic certain religions? But nobody does that because the Christian church has been neutralized and simply certainly it goes right along with the agenda of the pagans, who are, as far as I'm concerned, in complete and total control of our educational system. Yes, and even many of our churches today. Go right ahead, Bradley.
And I think when we're talking about the churches, Stan, too, I think it's what they're bringing forth through their, well, actually not so much as to what they're saying from the pulpit today from the American churches. It's what they're not saying from the American churches. Because I think for the most part, when you begin, because I'm going into that world, I've been in that world for the last 19 years of my ministry. And the more I kind of, I don't want to say infiltrate, but the more I partake with those that are in the church in America today, I believe that they live in a surreal world, and they're not a part of the real world. They're in a very sheltered world, and it's the wrong world because they're called to reprove the darkness with the use of the light. They're to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And what they have failed to do is they failed to obey their commander-in-chief, which is the captain of our salvation named Jesus Christ. And they fail to obey him, and rather than obeying God and bringing forth thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, they're letting the world and the spirit of the world prevail, which is the spirit of Antichrist. And that's what we're up against today. And by the way, that's why we're out there doing what we're doing, being about the work of the Lord's hands as he does order our steps and establish our thoughts. But it's not without the power of the Holy Ghost, and therein lies the missing element in the professed church in America today is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. And I just want to say this, what we're missing in the American church today is the power of the Holy Ghost, because Scripture tells us that we're not to find our faith in the power or in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And interestingly enough, I study a lot of the Reformers. I study the John Knoxes. I studied the John Calvins, I studied the Martin Luthers, the Charles Spurgeons, and the such. And it's interesting when you study them, men of God, Stan, they didn't talk about God, they walked with God. And everybody knew it. Case in point, John Knox was feared by Mary, Queen of Scots. This is an attestation of the power of God in one man's life. John Knox said a man with God is always in the majority, and Scripture always showed us that God never used the majority to prevail. He always used a minority. And I believe if he's faithful unto a John Knox, an Abraham, an Isaac, a Jacob, a Moses, a David, he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. That means I'm a part of that promise too, and I'm taking him at that promise. But let me go to John Knox really quick. If you remember John Knox, he used to come into Scotland. This is the man that prayed, "Give me Scotland or I die, Stan." And God gave him Scotland. As a matter of fact, he was such a man of stature in the Spirit of God that he would literally walk into the streets or down the streets of Scotland, and he was so feared because the people knew that he was a prophet. It was said by Mary, Queen of Scots, she said, "I fear the prayers of John Knox more than I fear all the armies of Europe." Now, that's a testament of the power of God, and that's a testament of the power that we can, in the church in America, can walk in today if we're only willing to take him at it. And you know what, again, friends, I believe that we can, and if I didn't, I definitely wouldn't do the things that I do, but I can tell you this by experience. He has never failed a man of God that has been faithful unto him, because if you remember right, God is looking for the faithful among men, and that's what he had a hard time finding. And I want to be the one man that he can turn to and say, you know what? He's not flawless. He's got many faults. But you know what? He's not saved by his works anyways. He's saved by my grace. And I want to show myself strong on his behalf. And after 350 high schools, after, I don't want to say performing, but broadcasting live in over 53 countries on a daily basis, 6 days a week over the last 13 years, you know what? A fatherless kid being raised up by the Spirit of God, I can tell you this. If he can do it through me, he can do it from anybody else that's willing to take him at his word. But we got to remember that obedience is faith in action. And what we do because we love and we're thankful for the sacrifice that he's bestowed upon us by his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're talking about Halloween. And basically, of course, this is a pagan holiday. We're not talking about this, but there really are satanic forces in the world. And Sidney Bradley is certainly, before he became a Christian, he was working with these dark spiritual forces. And since then, he's been speaking out against them, and he's an articulate spokesman for our Lord. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and we're losing that battle because, unfortunately, they've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, they've infiltrated the highest levels of the Vatican, certainly, and Christianity is under attack on all sides today. And certainly our job is to let people understand what's happening and stand for our Lord.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest today is Bradley Dean. And basically, we had Mike calling in from Scotts Valley asking about the Holy Spirit. And, I mean, how of a sudden do we know this idea of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost? But what is this thing about the Holy Ghost? Well, Cindy Bradley was talking a little bit about a man most people don't even think about much anymore. His name is John Wesley. But Wesley was around us hundreds of years ago, 250 years ago. One of the great ministers of that time. And well, you go ahead and pick up the story from there, Bradley, because Wesley had a profound impact, certainly, on the early years of the foundation of this country. Go right ahead.
Do we still have the caller on the line?
Yes, yeah. Mike is still there.
Mike, I just wanted to let you know, too, the methodology. Today you have people loving Jesus Christ, when in Scripture, the Bible says in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Let's go back to John Wesley for a minute.
Okay.
He preached 90% law, 10% grace. We're the Gentiles, and what we're missing today is the preachers that preach the law of God unto grace. Mm-hmm. And we can find in Scripture, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. That's Galatians 3:24. What you see today is you see lawless preaching going on, and then they begin to talk about signs and wonders. And the signs and wonders that they bring forth are talking about, when you discern what's going on behind a lot of these preachers, they want signs and wonders because they want to pull people to their ministries as to bring forth the circus to show everybody God in their life. Well, see, when you go back to the 1700s, the 1600s, the 1500s, and you begin to study up the Puritans, as I said earlier, these men didn't talk about God. They walked with God. See, because until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of them. And this is not the gospel that's preached today, because it's crossless. And those that understand the cross of Jesus Christ, it's the power of God unto salvation. But again, when we're talking about the modern gospel today, there's no law. And if there's no law, then there's no conviction of sin. What does the Holy Ghost come about to do? See, if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Sure. If there's no law, see what the law does? It's the doctor that comes and shows the man his ailment, his sickness. Remember Jesus said, I've come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance?
Yeah.
See, people don't have a knowledge of their sin anymore, and sin is the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. So once we see God's moral law, Exodus 20, guess what that does? The conviction of sin comes about. There is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost never comforts a man that's in sin. He always comforts a man that's repentant. Even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite heart and trembleth at my word, Isaiah 66:2. You can read Isaiah 51. You can read, Psalm 51, Psalm 34, Psalm 37. The whole shebang, it's all there. But what's missing is the conviction of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment in John 16. So the power of the Holy Ghost is found in the fact that when we are crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm crucified with him. I'm buried with him. And I'm raised by the power of God unto salvation through Jesus Christ, unto the glory of the Father and to the Father. And the Bible says that we are witnesses of the resurrection. And therein lies the power of the Holy Ghost, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. Great question. I'm glad you asked.
Bradley, you're certainly much more of a historian on this than I am. My understanding is that Wesley played an important part in the first revival, the first great Reformation in America, the first great revival. Is that right? What years was he preaching here?
In part. I believe it was the 1700s along with George Whitfield. George Whitfield would go back and forth from the United States to England, and they were friends. And I also know that when you begin to get into that time period, they were the great awakening preachers, along with Jonathan Edwards, and there was many others. As a matter of fact, the Black Regiment was also a part of that, and the Black Regiment is what preceded our forefathers. And then if you go back to the Pilgrims, you can begin to understand their doctrine. You can read the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence, and then you begin to understand why our forefathers were such Christian men, because they sat under thousands and thousands of hours under the preaching of the Puritan preachers. You got to keep in mind, friends, the Puritan preachers, they would not tolerate sin whatsoever. If the government stepped out of line just a little bit, the church would protest the government until they would set it right. And that's the church's job. And speaking of George Whitefield, speaking of John Wesley, speaking of the Puritan preachers, the Jonathan Edwards and the Black Regiment, these preachers, they walked the straight and narrow. And there was no moving. There was no play. And when we're talking about the element of holiness, we need to remember, my friends, that God, when God gave his commandment, be holy as I am holy, he wasn't giving us suggestions. He was telling us, if you want to know who I am, this is where you're going to find me.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment, and because this goes back to the 1730.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium,
iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Through revival. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest this evening is Bradley Dean. And before we get to Jim, who's calling us from Michigan, Bradley, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry?
Yes, you can go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We broadcast 6 days a week in 53 countries. Several affiliates from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota. We're also a ministry that has done a lot of high schools across the country. I'm going to be doing one in about a week and a half here on the East Coast, actually, and we just got back from the East Coast doing high school assemblies, colleges. We've even had the opportunity to speak to the college campus teachers, which is an interesting story. That's another radio show. But in saying that, if you'd like to see any of our products, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can also go and see what we did in the public arena, high schools and colleges, and that is youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Jim, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Mr. Dean, how are you tonight?
Great, thank you.
Good. Trick or treat, right?
Yeah, right. No, it's time to preach on top of the Halloween celebration here, correct?
What's that?
We're actually preaching on top of what America is celebrating today. They're having Halloween. We're having church.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'll go upstairs and have a couple candy bars after I hang up with you here. Anyway, I always enjoyed Halloween as a kid. I'd hate to see that end, but I did want, you know, when I started listening to the program tonight, it made me realize I was at a restaurant this afternoon, and the kids are dressing up more gory, and like it made me remember a couple kids blood dripping down there, just kind of like more gory than typical. Are you seeing that, or am I just?
No, I agree. I think we're also getting wiser, and I think we're discerning more than we probably ever have before, especially if we have kids. The kid that I seen in the restaurant today, I agree. That's exactly what I observed as well. It was almost like this kid's like over the top. And like I said, during the first segment, I said to my kids, I said, if that was a guy laid out on the street right now, people would be freaking out. But now they're laughing about it because he's having dinner. I just don't see the entertainment. I don't see the humor in it. And I don't see what people are so, you know, what are they enthralled about when it comes to this stuff? But just to answer your question, I totally agree 100%, and I think Hollywood has a whole lot to do with that.
On Friday evening, we enjoyed watching NBC here in California. They had the Dateline on, excellent program, but they've taken that, so the NBC has taken a Dateline off. They've moved it up to 8 o'clock, and in there at the 10 o'clock slot, where it's when we can watch after our radio programs, they put in Dracula. And basically, they're more and more macabre and violent and crude and totally evil television programs we're seeing on television and certainly on today. There is an organized effort, little by little, to suddenly desensitize us, so we'll go along with this total depravity. And America certainly was a Christian nation. We're no longer a Christian nation. And basically, depravity is increasingly being accepted because of television. And I really believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on America because, of course, what's going on and because so many people listen to these programs and watch these programs because, after all, it's sort of exciting and all the blood and the fangs and the teeth and the, you know, and the ripping open people's throats. And it's not funny. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And God is going to hold us certainly responsible for what we watch intentionally. Anything else, Jim, before we let you go?
Yes, and I completely agree. I love what my my friend says. We kind of came up with a little saying that, you know, if you're if your life doesn't have a foundation built on Jesus Christ, your life is a house of cards. It's a house of cards.
Right.
If you don't have that foundation. One interesting question for you. I live in Michigan, and Mr. Dean, have you ever heard of Devil's Night? It's something that we had like 20 years ago. It was a huge problem in Detroit and Flint. People were dying. It was the night before Halloween, and it would be Devil's Night. And I never knew it. It was that just a Michigan thing, or was that, what do you know about the background of Devil's Night?
I didn't hear what he said, Stan.
He's talking about something that night before Halloween they called Devil's Night, and he said that they celebrated it in Michigan. He wondered if they celebrated it elsewhere. This was the night before Halloween, and they called it Devil's Night, and there were all sorts of violent things that happened. Sure. But I never heard really of it, Jim. So, have you ever heard of it, Bradley?
No, I do know what they do is they fast for 16 days before Halloween, before they sacrifice on Halloween night. When I first moved out into the area that I live in now, I'm a public person, so I was contacted immediately by the neighboring town, and they had called us and told us that there's human sacrifice going on. I have a friend that's also just up the road here who's a famous detective, and he said, Bradley, what you were told is exactly what's happening. So, again, it's a very real world, but I'm not familiar with the inside workings of it. But then again, I'm not afraid of it neither. So if I ever had the opportunity to go in and break one of those circles open and get every one of them thrown in jail, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Jim.
That answers my question. It must have been a Detroit or a Michigan or a Flint. You got Flint and Detroit that are number four and number three, respectively, in the country for murders and all
sure.
that. But yeah, I just want to
look
ask
and look
Jeff
and
that.
See what's happening in Detroit today.
Yeah, there isn't a Detroit. But anyway, yeah, Devil's Night. It's over with kind of now. The mayor's kind of took over, and it was a problem like 20 years ago. If for whatever reason you want to research that, it's just kind of one of those things.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much, Jim. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of certainly occult organizations in America. Certainly that's what Skull and Bones is. If you've never seen Alex Jones' pictures that he shot there, where he stuck into, and basically they have a feigned human sacrifice. Certainly, if you haven't heard our 4-CD set, interviews with Malachi Martin, the wisdom of Malachi Martin, he tells us that certainly there at the Vatican, he told me this is true off air when we were talking. He wrote a book, The Windswept House. It starts with the story of a human sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican. Now, it's not a real human sacrifice. It's this feigned human sacrifice. But it is timed to coincide with a real human sacrifice taking place outside the Vatican basement. I talked to Malachi before he died, and basically I said, Malachi, is it true? And he said, absolutely. But I had to write it as fiction. After all, I'm a Catholic priest, and I can't put it in. But yes, it really does happen. Everything in that book is based upon fact, even though it's written as fiction. Windswept House, if you haven't actually gotten our 4-CD set of my interviews with Malachi Martin, actually three of them I did myself, fourth one my friend John Leffler did, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, it's one of the most significant 4-CD sets you'll ever hear. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about the real world that exists today. Go right ahead, Bradley.
I can put this to a positive, Stan, and just because we have so many people listening tonight, and I'm glad that I have the opportunity to be here, I'd like to give you a little history. Laying your foundations, again, if you remember right, it was Andrew Jackson that said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And it was also Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, who said America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. And what's also interesting about that, too, my friends, is if you look at some of the landmarks that we have, if you look at, for example, the Liberty Bell, the inscription on our Liberty Bell is, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, which is derived from Leviticus 25:10. And when you go over to Lady Liberty, for example, when you look at her, you can see the torch in the statute's right hand, which is a symbol of freedom, the eternal flame. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. What's the tablet? The tablet is the Declaration of Independence. Well, what's inscribed there? Well, we can find that that's where we receive our rights from our Creator. And at her feet is a broken chain simplifying we are a free country. And what's inscribed under her feet is liberty enlightening the world. And for those that didn't know, when you go to Washington, D.C., the Washington Monument, this might blow a couple people backwards, on the aluminum tip of the capstone on the Washington Monument, it's the Latin phrase, Laus Deo, which means, well, which states, praise be to God. And all the way the stairway to the height, there's 195 carved tributes donated by states, cities, listen carefully, individuals, associations, and foreign governments. By the way, when you go back to Lady Liberty, she was given unto us by the French. And if you keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson was asked to make distinction between American government and European government, and his answer, the difference between heaven and hell. But back to the Washington Monument, when you look at the blocks all the way up to the tip that say praise be to God on the very top, on the blocks are quotations from, guess what? The New Testament and the Old Testament scriptures. Holiness to the Lord, which is found in Exodus 28. Search the scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7. And such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefits. Well, when you go to Washington, D.C. again, you can just simply go to the Supreme Court building. And what do you see above the Supreme Court justices? None other than Moses holding the two tablets. What's those? Well, the Ten Commandments. And when you begin to scroll across the top of those inscriptions, you'll see right under him, it states the justice, the guardian of liberty. And by the way, Stan, when you were talking earlier about, the colleges, Harvard's motto, Princeton's motto, I mean, when you look at these colleges, friends, 262 of the college professors across the country were Christian professors. They were presidents of these colleges to raise up what? Congregationalists, preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And namely, Harvard, the motto of Harvard is Christ in the church. And by the way, when you go to Harvard, you can still see these inscripted on the walls. So it's not like the Lord is not leaving himself with witness, friends. I mean, there's just absolutely no excuse for where we are today because everything still remains. And again, going back to our foundations again, we can see the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War. No king but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. Everywhere you go, it seems like you go to Arlington Cemetery, you see the crosses, Christian crosses over the heads of those boys that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States when they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. Who is that God? The God of our Christian. There's just no getting away from our foundation. Let me tell you what Theodore Roosevelt said. He said, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. Well, I can say true that. And again, when you look at our signers, just laying the foundation, as our last caller was talking about, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going, in essence, is what he was saying. Well, when you look at our signers, 25 of the 56 had seminary degrees, and the least religious signer, Thomas Paine, was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take God's praise unto themselves. So, again, friends, when we look on our money, you can say, well, it's the Illuminati, it's this, it's that. I know, but you know what? We're not fighting against the Illuminati. The Illuminati is fighting against us. We're not kicking up against the goads. They are. Therefore, they're kicking up against who we are. We're not kicking up against who they want to become. When we act as patriots, which means upholding dying laws, and by the way, friends, out of gratitude, we're not going to tolerate crime within those representatives that serve we the people because too many people in our family died to give us the freedoms that we have. And I just want to say this is an encouraging word, if I can, Stan. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. Heaven. And I know that those that spit against heaven they will fall on their own back. I do know that America is in trouble. There's no way we're going to get out of the fact that the American people have stood down in the face of a government that has given license to people to murder their babies in the womb. Nowhere can you find in any founding document anywhere. Just use a little common sense. Is our representatives to take a license and give it to a certain or particular people to kill their babies and call it choice? Government does not have a right to break the law, and it's the American people, it's we the people, that to enforce the law, regardless if they obey it or not, we're to enforce those laws to make sure that they obey it. And if they don't want to obey the Constitution, then we throw those off that are not willing to be ruled by the Constitution. And what did our forefathers say, Stan? I know we talked about this last time. If we're not going to be ruled by God, we're going to be ruled by tyrants, and there is no in-between. And today what we have is we have a society complaining about man's 10,000 commandments, when in fact, if they would have just listened to God's 10 commandments, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
Amen to that. Well, you know, it's very interesting that when they open these sessions of the Supreme Court, yep, the choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. When the Senate opens every session with a prayer by a Christian minister who is actually employed by the Senate and paid out of taxpayers' funds, so why is it all right for them to have a prayer in the Senate? Why is it all right for them to open every session of the Supreme Court with the words, God save the United States and this honorable court? Because I always have the feeling I always want to add dishonorable court. Ladies and gentlemen, because they know that America was a Christian nation. But, of course, you're never going to hear this sort of thing through regular medium channels because there is a conspiracy against God. When you understand that, there's an organized effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, because if you can destroy this Christian foundation, you can destroy this nation, and that's exactly what's going on today. And if you're not involved in this battle, then you're part of the problem. The enemy is not in Russia. The enemy is not the terrorists. The enemy was never certainly in North Vietnam or in South Vietnam. The enemy has always been here in New York City, working within the Federal Reserve System and working within our banking system. And certainly the enemy has been in Washington, D.C., intent upon destroying the Christian foundation of America. And if you destroy the Christian foundation, you destroy our Constitution. If you destroy our Constitution, you destroy America. It's a subversive movement, ladies and gentlemen, and the subversives are in total control today, and if you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, Bradley, Dean Bradley, once more, how can people get in touch with you?
You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you'd like to see what we've done in the public arena. Assemblies, high schools, colleges, and the such. You can go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we hope that you enjoyed Bradley Dean, who is a wonderfully articulate young man, and certainly he's going to be around for many years. It's a pleasure to know that when we're not here, there are going to be people like Bradley, certainly carrying this torch to request for freedom, whole concept that we have to get back to the foundations of this country, which were based in Christianity, and basically that liberty comes from God. And basically, until people understand that you can't have liberty unless you have moral people, and you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. And basically, since we've turned our back on God, we're increasingly ruled by tyrants. I want to be ruled by God and have our freedom. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us carry out and continue what we're doing 5 hours a day. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. It's an expensive proposition. We have to buy radio time, but we do have radio time, and you can hear us on radio across America. You can hear us on the Internet. You can hear us on a shortwave. You can hear us on a satellite radio receiver if you have one. You can actually hear us if you have a telephone, and you can listen to the two-hour program in the afternoon if you have unlimited minutes. These programs are heard all over the world. What a privilege it is to have a voice. But, of course, it's also an expensive proposition. So if you'd like to be part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can get our four best CDs of the month, the tapes. You can get our newsletter. You can get the books and videos and CD sets that we carry. And then, of course, one of the things you can do is you can get your Miracle 2 soap products from us. You can get your Berkey water filters. And you really need to have these things on hand because we're moving into difficult times, and you certainly want to be able to have drinkable water in case there should be a catastrophic event, which I fear could be coming in the not-too-distant future. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that certainly when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation, and terrible things could be in the near future. Under any circumstances, we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And one of the things you can do to help us would be to get your health care products from us, because we carry a lot of health care products. It's things that I've learned about and studied. The important things, most people are deficient in magnesium. Most people need supplemental vitamin D3 because they're not out in the sun sufficiently. Most people certainly need to be taking flavonoids like curcumin. You need to be taking other vitamins and minerals, selenium. If you'd like a list of the healthcare products we carry, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. a list of the health products, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a catalog, you can get that by calling us. If you'd like to send go up to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there and live, or you can get it archived. Or you can certainly get a list of our health products, get a list of everything else that we carry, but you can watch our DVDs. And we hope that you'll not only do that for yourself, you'll tell others about our programs and encourage them to listen, because the more people we get listening, the more people we get educated, why, of course, the more sooner we're going to have an increasing effect. And certainly it's not just our ministry, it's people all across the country, many of them with a very similar message, and that is that we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. And so we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside and guide her through the night with a light from above.